Hey everybody, it's Lee from the Story Pirates. Welcome to Season 4 of the Story Pirates Podcast. Today's season premiere has got a little bit of everything. We've got mini submarines, backwards pants, the Mona Lisa, and our hilarious special guest, Stephanie Hsu, as well as the answer to the question that everyone is asking, what is Rachel doing at the bottom of the ocean? Get ready for all that and more in just a minute after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met, and as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Previously on the Story Pirates Podcast.
What is that?
It looks like a submarine?
Guys, is it just me, or is the door of that submarine opening?
Story Pirates!
Please, take that screen off your helmet so we can see your face!
It's me!
Rachel, you miss me?
Rachel! Oh my gosh!
Are you okay?
I can't get a shot on you!
I'm just gonna leave!
Sorry, who is this again?
Baby with a mustache, it's Rachel. She used to live on the ship, and then she left for a while to go live on a planet full of other Rachels.
Isn't ringing a bell?
We've definitely mentioned her.
I don't think you have.
I am pretty sure we brought her up once or twice. She was a huge fixture in previous seasons.
Not to me.
I have mentioned her.
You really haven't, Rollo.
Perhaps I mentioned her when recounting our valiant adventures, our soaring journey through the sky.
Siegfried, you told me you, quote, always adventure solo and no one was ever there but you, end quote.
I did say that.
That's not true, Lufa.
What about...
Okay, I get it. No one talked about me while I was gone. But that doesn't change the fact that I am back. And that I'm better than ever. Physically, mentally, vocally. Being on Planet Rachel was amazing. I learned so much about myself from myself. I'll never forget myself and what I did for me.
Wait a second. How do we know this is the real Rachel? She's been on a planet full of other Rachels, right? One of them could have come back in her place.
Smart thinking, Megan.
Of course. That was the plot of my indie rock opera entitled, Help! My friend left for a while and came back, but she was replaced by a different identical person, and now I don't know what to do. It's illegal to perform that opera in New Hampshire, just so you know. It's a little behind the scenes. A blooper, if you will.
Megan, I'm choosing to unpack everything you just said a bit later.
But you're right! This might not be the real Rachel. We should ask her questions that only the real Rachel would know.
If you must.
What's your mother's middle name?
She doesn't have one.
Who was your second grade teacher?
Miss Ryan.
Where were you born?
Philadelphia, but I grew up in New Jersey. You're right, Lufa. Its reputation is undeserved.
How old were you when you got braces?
9.
What are the last 4 digits of your blood type?
Trick question. I don't have one.
Does anyone know the answers to these questions?
Actually, now that you mention it, I never knew I was in second grade.
Actually, no.
Well, then I think this is the real Rachel.
Yay!
But wait a second. I have some more questions.
Ugh, who do you think you are? Barbara Walter?
You mean Barbara Walters?
No, Barbara Walter is my mom's friend who's always asking me questions. Anyway, ask away.
How did you get here?
Beautiful down here, isn't it?
And what are you doing here?
You ever think about how cool birds are?
And where are you going?
You know what I miss from the surface? Bubble tea.
Why are you deflecting all our questions by asking your own unrelated questions?
Because I found a treasure map and I'm looking for the treasure, that's why.
Gasp.
Ah, got me. Got me good, Megan. Nice work. I don't like it, but I respect it. Well, cat's out of the bag. I found a treasure map and you're going to help me find the treasure. Great, now the cat's back in the bag. Can someone... Does anybody... who left the cat near this bag?
I just like writing stories.
That's a good line. Work hard and never give up on your story. They want everyone to see, like the power of the painting.
And that inspires me that jokes are very funny.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
Chart a course for the following coordinates. 100...
Wait a second, Rachel. We have not agreed to go on this treasure hunt with you.
Sorry, what now?
Yeah, we're on a mission of our own. We can't just change what we're doing because you happened to drop in.
You didn't even exist until today.
Okay, I'm being hit with a lot of truth, and what I'm understanding is that I just can't disappear to another planet for many months and then return on a whim and expect everyone to do exactly what I want, when I want, for reasons I'm not entirely willing to divulge.
Yeah, I think I followed that.
We're gonna need a lot more information.
Ugh, okay. Would you at least do what I want if what I want to do is a story?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, this first story of the season is a song about being weird and loving it. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Evie, and I'm 9 years old, and this is my story, The Weird Sister.
All right, get settled down, settle down. Today we have 2 new students and their sisters. Would you girls like to come up and introduce yourselves to the class?
What?
Ever.
That girl's my sister.
And she's my sister. Her name is Weird.
And her name is Weirder.
We are so wacky. We put our clothes on backy words.
And we like taking turns.
Talking, making up new words.
Gibber, gibberish.
Goo goo, meanie, gaga-lish.
A wishy washy swish. Cuckoo in a cabal kiss.
A run a rosy.
No Gucci, Tucci, toesies. Ah.
Hepsib way waffy woo.
Waffy wed foo, yeggy foo. Weird sisters. Oh yeah, we some weird sisters. Weird sisters. We're born from the same mister. Weird sisters. Two California drifters. Weird sisters. We're weird and that's okay.
Well, that certainly was an introduction. Didn't understand a word of it with all the gibberish.
That's the point.
You guys are a bunch of weirdos.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment. I'm a bully.
You can't pick on us because we're fabulous. Because, baby, we don't care.
We like the way we are because we set the bar. And because girls like us are rare.
Hey, you over there with your hand in the air.
You got a question you want to share?
I'm Dooley and I want to be like you, but I guess I'm kind of scared. I want to be wacky and put my clothes on backy words. I want to act absurd, talking top with made up words.
Okay.
But I'm so scared to be picked on if I act this way.
Here's an idea.
Why not stop caring what people say?
Weird sisters. Oh yeah, we some weird sisters. Weird sisters. We're born from the same mister. Weird sisters. Two California drifters. Weird sisters. We're weird
This backward pants thing is pretty stylish.
We know.
And how about this? Ugh, I feel ridiculous.
The only thing ridiculous is how good your gibberish is.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird sisters. Oh, yeah, we some weird sisters.
And Jolie.
Weird sisters. We're born from the same mister.
I'm not.
Weird sisters. Two California drifters. We're three weirdos, and you can be weird too.
Hey, you three weirdos are so weird.
This again. You gals ready?
Let's do this.
We do not care.
Sorry, I'm still learning the, like, cool, weird laugh. So, do you guys want to, like, come over? My mom can make snacks. Or are snacks weird? Are they, like, cool weird? They don't have to. We don't have to. I, you know, I'm just so happy that I'm a part of this.
Weird sisters.
Funnelicious, boogalicious.
Weird sisters.
Scoba, maybe, maybe, mer.
Weird sisters. Weird sisters. Weird sisters. Oh, yeah, we some weird sisters.
Drifters,
we're three weirdos, and you can be weird too.
Uh-huh.
Whoa,
that's
so what's everyone been up to since I left?
I've been working on my family tree. I've tracked it all the way back from me, Siegfried the Orange, to my grandfather, Siegfried the Brave, to his grandfather, Siegfried the Bold, to his grandfather, Siegfried the Early Human Ape-like Guy, to his grandfather's grandfather's grandfather, Siegfried the Single-Celled Organism. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was Adam Blah the Primordial Cow. How I wish I could have met her.
And I've been learning how to cook a bisque.
Okay, Rachel, don't you think it's time you tell us more about this treasure map?
Right. So, you know how I sort of canonically love to thrift?
Of course. It's good for the environment, cost-effective, and fun.
Right. And you know how I also teach surfboarding to Instagram dogs?
Sure.
Well, I was trying on a pair of board shorts at a thrift store, and I reached into the pocket and found this.
A receipt?
Oh, whoops. Sorry, that's a receipt for shoes that go on your hands.
You mean gloves?
No. Anyway, I meant that I found this. A treasure map.
But that's only half a map. It looks like someone tore it up right through the center. It just says map to the treasure of, and then nothing. Wait, so you don't even know where the treasure is or what the treasure is?
Exactly, because I only found half of the map, which means it's useless. That's why I need your help. It led me here, but I don't know where to go next. You have to help me find the other half of the map.
Are you joking? That'll be like finding a needle in a haystack, or a toothpick in a haystack, or a paperclip in a haystack. I hate having to look through haystacks.
Also, I thought you didn't want to be a treasure hunter because your dad was a treasure hunter. We explored that part of your backstory in season 1, episode 21.
And is he really your dad if you're from Planet Ray?
It's true. I wasn't about that life. But I found this map and it sparked something in me and now it's all I can think about. I'd do anything to get my hands on that treasure. Anything!
Okay, Nicolas Cage, we get it. But Nimini is right. We have a mission too. And it's to find stories from kids all over the world. We can't just set off on an impossible quest because you found a piece of a map in some old dusty shorts.
Rachel, we really missed you and we'd love for you to stay on the ship with us. But things have changed since you left. We're more organized and focused than ever. We can't just change course on a whim because you decided to show up again. Looking for treasure right now would be a distraction.
Wow. Fine then. I thought my best friends would help me, but I was wrong. Guess it's true what they say on Planet Rachel. The only people you can trust are yourselves. Well, I'll be going now. Off on my own again. I'm just putting these shoes on my hands and upside down walking out the door.
D- Did anyone else hear that?
Yes,
yeah,
it's a voice.
Yeah,
it's
really
nice.
It's
the
nice.
Voice of an angel.
A treasure as old as time. A treasure I must find. The treasure will be mine.
Hey, that beautiful voice is singing about the treasure.
My treasure.
Gasp.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
That beautiful voice is singing about the treasure.
My treasure.
Yes,
the treasure will be mine.
Okay, that's enough. We gotta find out where this voice is coming from.
Here, let me take a look through the underwater looky-loo. And no, that's not a scientific term. I just thought you'd all understand that better.
Honestly, we really know us, Nimini.
Aha! The beautiful voice is coming from that tiny submarine in the distance.
We must invite their crew on board.
Their crew? No. That submarine doesn't fit more than one person. There's no way. Here, you can talk to them using this radio.
Hello, other submarine. Do you read me? Come in, other submarine.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi.
Are you a mirage?
I'm not a mirage, although I do sometimes disappear as you approach me. But no, we're the Story Pirates, and we can hear your singing on our ship.
Ha! Terrific! You're welcome.
We want to invite you onto my, our ship to, talk about not treasure.
Sounds like you want to talk about treasure.
What?
Let me handle this, Rachel. Hi there, I'm Lee, and we're new to the ocean and would love to meet someone else down here. Would you like to come aboard our ship?
Would I ever?
Great, just pull into the garage.
Oh, he's here!
The door is opening!
I can't wait to meet a new friend!
He's climbing out of his ship!
He's as tall as a frost giant!
Well, hello, story pirates. I'm Eric.
Okay.
Explorer, map enthusiast, problem solver, truth seeker, and... I haven't stood up straight in 3 years. I've got low ceilings in there. Or high floors. Impossible to say which.
You've been in there for 3 years?
Sure have. Combing the depths to find the lost...
Yeah, so about that.
Wait, You hear that sound? Huh, you've got a leaky pipe in here.
We can find it later.
Found it.
Okay, I can fix it.
We should fix it now.
It's okay, my tools are in the other room.
Don't need tools. Here, just let me tear off a piece of my shirt and mix together some of this flour and sugar.
I was making scones.
And some water from my backpack. You know, hydration is so important. And mix it all up into some natural glue.
I'm mesmerized. I can't look away.
All right, just gonna plug the hole here, seal it with some glue, wrap it up, and there. Good as new. No more leaky pipe.
Incredible.
Wow. I could have done that, you know. I think anyway, we heard your beautiful singing through the water, and we just had to meet you.
Oh, you mean this beautiful singing?
That's not the singing that we heard.
You must mean this beautiful singer. Why do I sound so bad? I'm not a bad singer. I'm a great singer. Best singer I know. And for the last 3 years, the only singer I know. I've been alone for 3 years, sitting inside my little submarine like this.
And singing like this.
Wait a second. That sounded great, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, when I sit in here, my singing is amazing! But when I... hold on. Stand out here, my singing is bad! It must be the acoustics in my tiny submarine that make my voice sound good. My whole life is a lie! That's okay. I'm gonna go back to singing anyway. You're welcome.
Wait a second. A treasure hunter who's good at fixing things and has an overinflated sense of how good his singing voice is? That's like my whole deal.
What was that, Rachel?
I said, tell us more about this treasure you're seeking.
Aha, yes. I'm searching for the treasure of...
You're searching for my treasure, that's what.
Huh?
I'm looking for treasure too, and I'm gonna find it first.
Well, how do you know we're even looking for the same treasure?
Call it a hunch. Now, you might think you're going to find the treasure first, but I assure you, the treasure is all mine.
Are you sure? You know, we could find it together, or...
All mine.
Rachel, you've really let this treasure get to you.
How about you get into your submarine and you and I have a little race? First one to the edge of that trench up ahead gets dibs on the treasure. Yes, I said it. Dibs.
Please, that's immature.
I'm not sure. I don't know if anyone should have dibs on the treasure.
Oh, come on. You're afraid of a little race?
No. Fine, you're on.
May the best treasure seeker win.
We don't have to fight like this.
On your mark.
Get set, go!
He's off. Time to kick things into underwater hyperspeed. And
oh, Rachel, I've recalibrated the ship. You don't know what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing. Getting myself that treasure. Let's go!
I don't like this at all.
I kind of wish one of the other Rachels had come back instead.
That's exactly how my opera ends.
Nimini, are you okay? You look worried.
I don't think our ship can handle going this fast. If we can't stop Rachel, who knows what might happen?
Well, should we do another story?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners. So, have you ever wondered what a painting would say if it could talk? If so, you're really gonna like this next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hello,
Hello, my name is Aloy. I'm 7 years old. I live in New Mexico. And here's my story, Secrets of the Pinkies.
And as we continue our tour of the museum, we come upon the room you've all been waiting for. The Hall of Great Paintings.
Oh, yeah!
Excuse me, Mr. Docent, sir?
Please, child, call me Rick. I'm only a volunteer, and the museum's told me to stop using the title Docent.
Sure, Rick. So, Rick, got a two-parter for you. One, are you concerned about that art bandit that's been making the rounds to the museums and stealing paintings? And two, they say the paintings in the Great Hall of Paintings talk. Is that true, Rick? Is that true?
Well, child...
Please, call me Timmy.
Sure. Timmy, no, we're not concerned about the art bandit, as we have a state-of-the-art security system.
Give this man a break.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an original. And as for the paintings talking, well, why don't you ask them yourself? Right this way.
Oh, this way.
This is very exciting. Okay, can't wait.
Everyone, please meet one of the great paintings and my good friend, Mona Lisa.
Ciao. Hey, everybody. When I say Mona, you say Lisa. Mona.
Lisa.
Mona.
Lisa.
Wow, these paintings really do talk.
Claro, we can all talk. And the bluegrass players play music.
Yee-haw.
George Washington and his men teach you how to sail and a fire a musket.
We happily lead you through instructions. No one actually gets on a boat or touches a musket. Safety first. Whoa there, my trusty steed, Jennifer.
And the rock stars sing.
We sure do. Mona Lisa.
Oh, wow. I really hate that. No, truly, truly.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't do it anymore.
Weird Al already did it.
Allora, any questions out there from the crowd?
Yes,
a small boy with a face on his head. What is your question?
Yes, how did you decide to start talking to people?
It all started one night, about 5 years ago. Okay, paintings, I don't know about you, but I am so tired of a smiling and a not smiling all day. I say that we stop hiding ourselves. Let's show our talents to the museum visitors tomorrow. All of those in a favor?
Aye!
All opposed?
Nay!
George, nay is for horses.
Oh, that was good.
Bravo.
Get ready to show your talents off tomorrow, everyone!
Hooray!
And we did. I'm gonna tell you, people were a little freaked out at first, but not anymore. We've all made new friends by sharing our true selves. What could be better? As I say now, they shouldn't call me a painting, they should have called me a talking.
Oh. Okay, she is fantastic.
Every time.
Museum is now closing. Please make your way to the lobby.
Aww. Aww.
It's all right. Y'all come back and visit us some other time.
I want to stay long. All right, let's go.
Oh, well, I'll be off for the night. But not before I set the alarm, of course. And 4:15, 1452. That's Da Vinci's birthday and the perfect code to keep our precious paintings safe. Au revoir.
All right, Rick.
Well, paintings, grazie for another great day. Everybody sleep tight, and we see each other in the morning. Good morning, paintings. I hope you all got stolen?
What's all the racket, Mona Lisa? It's too early in the morning for a crime.
What's all this yelling? I personally had another great night of crossing the Della. Where's Jennifer? And our muskets and our boats.
We gotta get Rick in here. Rick?
Hello, good morning. Is everything gone? The boats, the muskets, the horses. What happened? Someone must have broken in. Quickly, to the security camera footage.
I can't believe the museum still has a TV on wheels and a VCR. The donors need to step it up.
And here it is. If we just fast forward through last night. Oh, look, there. There's someone all dressed up like a bandit. Even with a little mask on. Really? I mean, it's a bit on the nose.
Gosh. He's a sneaking in with high knees and his hands in front of him like a little T-Rex. Okay, this guy is really playing it up.
But look, he's going over to George Washington's frame and taking all the muskets, boats.
Yeah, and horses!
Well, we've got evidence, but how do we catch this guy?
Whoa! Did anyone else notice that set of perfectly outlined footprints on the floor?
This guy is like really leaning into his brand of bandit, like a little too hard, you know?
My men and I shall follow the footsteps and find him. Rick, have a blank canvas on hand for when we return. I have a plan. Everyone, I make a solemn promise that we shall not come back until we found this bandit and my Jennifer.
Hooray!
3 weeks later.
We're back. Found him.
Ah, you got me.
Hooray!
Okay, bandit, Wait, I know you. It's that a little boy with a face on his head from the tour the other week.
Tommy.
Timmy.
Right, yes, I was close. Give me some credit. We get like 500 visitors a day. Wait, can children even be bandits?
I'm not a child. I'm an adult. I've just got a slight build, which makes it ideal to case museums before banditing them. Nobody ever suspects a kid when they look through the security footage.
Whoa, it's all right there, Jennifer. Justice is coming toot sweet. What do you have to say for yourself, Timmy?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good.
That I got caught!
Oh, not good.
But I wanted those horses, muskets, and boats. I figured nobody would miss them from an old gallery that still uses a TV on wheels and a VCR.
But how did you figure out the security code?
Oh, every bandit working the art world knows Da Vinci's birthday is the go-to password. It's like the password 1234 of museums.
Noted. George Washington, here's that blank painting you asked me to have on hand for when you get back, though I'm still not sure why you wanted it.
You're about to find out. Men, take this bandit by the shoulders. Now, on my count, we are going to toss this bandit into that blank painting.
I'd like to see you try.
One, two, three.
You see? I knew you wouldn't be able to toss me into the painting! I'm in the painting! No! Someone let me out! Oh, talk about being framed!
Just to make extra sure you won't escape, we're having this painting taken to jail!
No! Hooray!
George Washington, I know you and I don't always see eye to eye, but I must say, the way you handled that bandit was a work of art.
Okay.
The end.
Or, as I always say in Italian, la fine.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Eloy. How are you?
Hi.
Eloy, can you tell anyone listening who doesn't know what the Mona Lisa looks like?
Okay. It's a woman in a black shirt with long black hair with sort of like a scowl.
Yeah, there's something going on her face, right?
Yeah. You look at her first, she's scowling. You look back, she's smiling.
How does her expression change like that?
Maybe you're looking at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure even Leonardo da Vinci knew he was making the world famous painting, the Mona Lisa. And that the painting sometimes scowled and smiled. It feels like the painting is alive.
And what about the painting makes it feel like it's alive?
Well, sort of paintings are alive. They're just a picture of someone. It's a painting out by an artist.
Could you guess for me what the Mona Lisa is thinking based on the way she looks?
Well, when she smiles, and that would probably be like, oh, the visitors are here. I better smile.
Okay. And what about when she's scowling?
Maybe that's when she sees someone that she doesn't like. Arr.
What do you think she would be saying in her head to that person?
Get out. You came here too much. I can't smile all day, you know.
Try a different museum, buddy.
That would be good.
Maybe try the Natural History Museum sometime.
And I get yourself stuck in one of their mouths.
That's right. Get yourself stuck in a dinosaur mouth, buddy. Did you know that the Mona Lisa is actually a very small painting?
Yep. Well, like, we're expecting a world-famous painting to be big.
And then it's small, and we're like, wait a second. Could something that small really be that world-famous?
Well, I guess the smallest pizza in the world could be definitely world-famous.
The smallest pizza in the world?
Yeah, and maybe the smallest egg in the world.
Wait,
could the smallest pizza and the smallest egg be world famous?
Well, being small. That's my guess.
But what happens if somebody eats them and then nobody can prove that they were ever that small?
Well, I guess you'll have to lock it up in a very high cage with people who have been eating nonstop for a week.
So that they're not hungry?
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you this, though. Eloy, why do you think we have museums? Like, why is the Mona Lisa in a museum? Why isn't it just in somebody's house?
Well, because they want everyone to see, like, the power of the painting.
And do you feel like that's an important thing for people to see the power of the painting?
Well, if it's just in someone's house, only the family could see it.
That's true.
Yeah, and then you'll get visitors every day. And that would be quite annoying.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nope. I wouldn't.
I'd be like, stop ringing the doorbell!
And probably I would block my door and lock it.
I'll just take out the door and replace it with a dinosaur's mouth.
Yep, that would be a good idea.
Or we could just put it in a museum and problem solved.
That would probably be the easiest thing.
I'm glad that you and I figured out why museums exist today.
Mm-hmm.
Eloy, it has been so fun to talk to you today.
It has been too.
And thanks for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
Bye, Eloy.
Bye, Lee.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Evie and Eloy. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a character who throws a party for a very strange reason. Tell us what the reason for the party is, what happens at the party, who comes to the party, and, you know, whether it's a good time or not. Does the strange reason for the party cause any weird problems? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Mike Cavallon, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jonathan Roberts, Jasmine Romero, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord, arranged by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and featuring the beatboxing of Kayla Milady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky, staff writers are Mike Cavallon and Mahala Lawrence, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Stephanie Hsu. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Andrew Barbado, Mike Cavallon, Sasha Diamond, Quentin Johnson, Julie Marciano, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Monique Moses, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jasmine Romero, Peter Russo, Jamie Watson, Rachel Winitsky, Harry Wood, and Nimini Ware. The Weird Sisters was written by Monique Moses, produced by Eric Gerson and Brendan O'Grady, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. So, speaking of talking paintings, I've actually never revealed this before, but I have a talking painting hanging in my room on the ship. It's in my closet, actually. I keep it in my closet. I think you'll see why. Anyway, the painting is by the very famous painter, Edvard Munch, and the painting is called The Scream. So let's just open up my closet and hear it talking. Okay, just opening up my closet door and... So yeah, that's why I keep it in the closet. I actually had these doors reinforced so it's completely soundproof. Check this out. Open and closed. Open, 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 closed. Open and closed. Whew. It's a lot, isn't it? And that is why I wear the same clothes every day.